Credit to creators Bruce Rolfe. Many of the surreal and graphical images you see on the Hughes Kubica website were created by Bruce Rolfe, and licenses were purchased through Shutterstock. Bruce Rolfe is an artist, graphic design professional, and a photographer who graduated from the Ramapo College of New Jersey in art, art studies, and also in literature. He is part of the Bergen Community College alumni and has operated as self-employed, operating through a limited liability company from April 2004 to date 2020. Bruce's images are available through his own site and also through partner sites such as iStockPhoto and Shutterstock. Bruce describes his styles as ethereal, conceptual, magical, fantastical, surreal, contemporary. Yes, I think I have a look of sorts, or maybe several types of looks. It's always evolving, I suppose. One of my styles that I have created and have been repeated by some folk is the spiritual, ethereal, cosmic look that is laced through a tremendous amount of my work. Desmond Hughes saw Bruce's work and was immediately struck by its depth of multi-layered surrealism with connections to real-life objects and themes. When thinking about how to present the activities of people and provision of services in a law firm, cliché and obviousness does not have a place in the minds of those that are supposed to innovate to solve problems for others. Therefore, it became apparent to Desmond's mind, at least, that many of Bruce's images had hidden potential meanings and implications that could be connected to the themes set out in the Hughes Kubica website. Clearly, the same images will, as in all artistic works, have different meanings and provoke different feelings in any who view them. Part of the beauty of this type of imagery and art is that it is complex and diverse enough to foster a diverse spectrum of emotion and feeling. After realizing that Hughes Kubica had licensed a large number of images from Bruce's portfolio on Shutterstock, and in keeping with the beliefs and values of credit and intellectual property, Desmond contacted Bruce and provided sample pages of the site, seeking feedback and/or approval. Bruce confirmed he was happy with the use, provided the correct licenses had been obtained, and responded quickly and politely to the communication. Browsing through Bruce's images, often late into the night, fueled by Earl Grey tea, Desmond thoroughly enjoyed the experience of different feelings and perspectives which emanated. The existence and appreciation of art is not, or rather should not be, an elite exclusive experience. And if there is any opportunity or desire by others to view and experience Bruce's works, Desmond and Hughes Kubica strongly endorse and encourage that.